Like other American Indians, the Tlingit people of Alaska are trying to hold on to their cultural traditions, one of which is wood carving. Commentator Heather Lundy has seen the carving of a traditional Tlingit dugout canoe.
It's the most simple form, the predecessor of all ships, says Pike Powers, the artistic director of the Pilchuck Glass School in Stanwood, Washington. She's wet, dirty, and her bangs are singed into frizz. She and Alaska Indian Arts master carver Wayne Price are steaming a traditional Tlingit dugout canoe into shape on the beach. The 19-foot, 10-inch hollow log is a third full of bubbling water, heated with hot stones that are rolled out of the bonfire's coals with long-handled shovels, pushed onto metal baskets, and lifted carefully, but quickly, into the flooded hull. Wayne adds wood struts to help spread the gunnels apart. A canvas tarp is wrapped around the boat to keep it soft. Every stone change, it's lifted off, and a white cloud of steam obscures the helpers. By the fifth or sixth batch of hot rocks, the log lets the boat come out. The sides swell, the bottom drops, and the ends curve up. It's almost as if she smells the tide coming in. The old log cracked during carving and has been patched with plenty of what Wayne calls traditional Tlingit 3M 5200 caulking. It will have a spruce mast, small sail, and be painted navy blue with red bands, like a Tlingit button blanket. Wayne says he's going to use the canoe for fishing. Pike wants to take it to the wooden boat show in Washington first. Wayne takes out his measuring tape. It's been about 5 hours since the first water was heated, and the beam is 2 inches short of his 40-inch goal. But it's done. He says he can feel it. Then he says, "We took the heart out of the tree to make it a boat, and now must burn the rest of the wood scraps to give the canoe back the strength of the tree it came from." At the nearest dock, one of the new Chilkat Cruises fleet of Native Alaskan-owned tour boats ties up. The future shares the cove with the past and present. A man from the lumberyard across the road comes by for a look and announces, "That's 2,000 years of technology, boys. Can't beat it." When all the chips are on the fire, Wayne stands at the stern of the canoe and says a blessing that I assume is in Tlingit. But it's not. Wayne borrowed it from the Lakota people. It's called the Prayer of All Prayers, he says, and means anything you need it to. Just like a new Tlingit dugout canoe.
The comments of Heather Lundy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. She lives in Haines, Alaska.